Former Vice President Walter Mondale has died tonight at 93. He transformed the role of that political job while serving under Jimmy Carter. Mondale became the Democratic presidential nominee as he tried to unseat Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did.
There is a famous political map from that election night. Every state in the union was red, except Mondale's home state of Minnesota, where he served as a senator. Former President Carter is out with a statement tonight. He says Mondale was the best vice president in our country's history. Joining us live to remember Walter Mondale is ABC News political director Rick Klein, who is with us on Skype. First, Rick, to how he changed the job of vice president. A lot of people may not know, before Mondale, the vice president didn't have an office in the White House. Mondale was heavy into policy, not just hanging around for the ceremonial stuff.
Yeah, and Al Gore, the former vice president, said you can group all the vice presidents in history as before Mondale and after Mondale. He changed the job. He saw his political mentor and friend Hubert Humphrey really shrink in the job under Lyndon Johnson. And when he accepted the vice presidency, that nod from Jimmy Carter, he insisted that he be an equal partner. And Jimmy Carter made good on that and made him a full governing partner. Started the tradition that continues to this day of weekly lunches between the president and the vice president, gave him robust policy portfolios, trusted him at the table for all of the big decisions. And all of the vice presidents that have come in Mondale's wake have had a greater influence, greater power, greater stature, in large part because that former senator understood the job and understood the institution and did with it things that had literally never been done before in American history.
He was very liberal and proudly so, but I wonder how the Democratic Party thought that would work during the Ronald Reagan era, the height of Reagan's popularity. We know some of the electorate was furious with Reagan by that time, but clearly not enough for Mondale to dominate, and it was really lopsided.
Yeah, and that quote that you just played was from his Democratic convention acceptance speech in 1984, and it was cheered at the time by delegates who felt like, well, here's a truth teller, and the voters are going to take to that. Well, of course they didn't, and the Reagan campaign was able to turn that line and other statements like it to make it seem as if Mondale was a far out there, far left liberal. And as you said, every jurisdiction other than Minnesota and the District of Columbia went in that Reagan landslide of 1984. And to the end, Walter Mondale was a proud progressive, a proud liberal. He never apologized for those policy positions. He was in some ways ahead of where the Democratic Party would be. I think he'd be perhaps more comfortable in the Democratic Party of recent years, where Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Green New Deal would be something that you can imagine Walter Mondale feeling very passionately about. But I think that was the Democratic Party was lost in those days. Was trying to refind itself in Carter's former vice president. There may not have been any Democrat who was truly able to defeat the Reagan juggernaut that year, but Mondale certainly gave it his best.
We now have a historic vice president in Kamala Harris, but the first woman to run for that office for a major party was Geraldine Ferraro, who was Fritz Mondale's running mate. We also had Sarah Palin run, of course, and Harris finally made it into office. Do today's Democrats have Walter Mondale to thank in part for helping break that barrier?
It was a broken glass ceiling or an attempt at it. No one else had even tried before that on the major party ticket to put a woman on the ticket. Geraldine Ferraro was not a nationally known figure at the time. It was really elevated to any kind of renown based on that. There weren't many female politicians of significant stature at the time. And I do think that was an important statement that Fritz Mondale sent in naming Geraldine Ferraro, knowing that he had had the job himself. I think that that made the running mate selection even that much more important. And it was, of course, cheered at the time by not just Democrats, but many, many Republicans who felt like this was true history and an important barrier that was being broken. And you're right, he passes now having the first female vice president actually in office.
Finally, we're learning that Mondale spoke by phone just yesterday. It was President Biden on the line, former Presidents Carter and Clinton, and Vice President Harris. In what way did Mondale mentor our current president?
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind that Walter Mondale served 12 years in the United States Senate, a generation or so older than President Biden. Biden was a young senator at the time, and it was a young senator during the Carter administration. And I think the way that Mondale saw his role to future vice presidents, including Joe Biden, was one of a mentor and a senior statesman. He was very generous with his time, still very active in public life. I remember seeing him at Democratic conventions, decades after he had left office, with a very small detail, often unrecognized even by his fellow delegates, the dyed-in-the-wool Democrats at those events. And I do think he had this close relationship, and it seems like he just had a really extraordinary opportunity to say goodbye to folks. He knew that the end was near, and he was able to send his regards to staffers, to friends, and yes, to that that exclusive club of presidents and vice presidents that he belonged in.
Rick, thanks a lot for helping us remember Walter Mondale tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That is Rick Klein. He's the political director at ABC. We have lost Walter Mondale, former vice president at age 93.